You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyen joins us now like he does every Thursday morning. But you can also find him on Facebook and Twitter, much to his chagrin.
And a very good morning to you all. I feel such a schmuck. Last year, I took the decision to dump Facebook. I'd had enough of the constant stream of mindless garbage that was out there. And that was just the stuff that I was writing. I swore off Twitter too. I even took to writing letters, indeed. Yes, lengthy missives, dispatches from the bayou, our man in Bossier. The whole interweb thing was ruining my life. Social networking was the turd in the punch bowl. And what did I do? I went crawling back on my hands and knees to Facebook and I reopened my account. Not only that, I also opened a Twitter account. Some of my friends and family used to admire me because I had taken a stand and shut down my Facebook account, and I had sworn that I would rather develop testicular cancer than go on Twitter. And so, okay, when I shut down my account, I lost all of my friends, all 4,789 of them. But at least I was taking a principled stand against the whole tide of social networking. But now my friends and family hate me more than ever because I'm back on Facebook, but only for the perks that it will offer me. You see, every summer I take groups of people on tours to Ireland, and when I'm there, the hotels and restaurants, well, they always make sure that I get an extra helping of dessert because I'm the one that organised the tour. If I use Twitter and Facebook, I stand a better chance of getting a tour group together because, well, it's basically free advertising. I feel so guilty, but it's just that, well, the sherry trifle at home is so good. Not to mention the chocolate whiskey biscuit cake. Twitter has been something of a revelation. I started following a writer by the name of Paul Tough, who'd written a book about education in America called Whatever It Takes. It was one of those inspirational stories about a guy called Jeffrey Canada, who had started a program in Harlem to get as many working-class kids to go to college. Huge hit, New York Times bestseller, and it provided the basis for the award-winning documentary Waiting for Superman. The author, you see, has a Twitter account, and I've been following him, which in this case means that basically every couple of days he'll post a message saying, hey, perhaps you could check this out, or here's an interesting link to a YouTube video, or, as was the case recently, he posted a link to a program by Terry Gross on the life of Walker Brown, who was a chronically disabled boy and whose father, Ian Brown, has written the daunting and inspirational book, The Boy in the Moon. Absolutely amazing. The book has already won many awards for its Canadian author, all of which is to say that I'm coming round to Twitter. It does serve some function for me, other than getting the word out there about my tour to Ireland. And the other day, recently, it was my brother's birthday. He was the one that died of cancer not so long ago. He would have been 45. I was faffing about on Facebook, and I noticed that my nephew, his son, was also online, so I started chatting with him. He's only 14, so I made some kind of manlike, crude remarks, which, of course, made him laugh. So it kind of made me appreciate Facebook. Well, a little. But please, don't tell anyone that. My credibility is already shot to pieces for having broken it off, only to have come crawling back on my hands and knees. The last thing I want is for people to know that I might actually be enjoying myself on this whole interweb thing. Goodbye now and have a lovely day.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyen, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyen every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.